AI narrated audio generated from Sharemaestro Market Research. Full article. Kimberly Clark's 15.8% month leaves a participation test as volume slips to 0.8 times. The household products defensive has rebuilt its weekly trend profile, but the latest 4.9% gain came on lighter trading, and relative strength remains below the Sharemaestro line. Research brief. Kimberly Clark closed the week ended 3 July at $114.70, up 4.9% for the week, and 15.8% over 4 weeks. The trend signal has turned active. Price is 14.7% above the weekly trend line, and market dynamics are positive. The counterweight is confirmation. Latest volume was 18.2 million shares, only 0.8 times the 13-week average, while relative strength remains negative at -7.66. Key points. 1. KMB gained 4.9% last week, ranking 16th out of 100 U.S. consumer defensive stocks by weekly return, and landing in the sector's strongest decile on the supplied ranking measure. 2. The stock is up 19.5% over 12 weeks, ahead of the U.S. household and personal products industry average of 14.1%, though its 15.8% four-week return trails the industry's 18.5% average. 3. The trend signal is active for the first week in the current 52-week window, with the close 14.7% above the $100 trend line. 4. Volume did not confirm the move. 18.2 million shares, compared with a 13-week average of 22.9 million, and a 52-week average of 22.1 million. 5. The setup remains balanced rather than clean. Activity pressure is positive at 1.24, but there is no fresh activity pressure buy signal, and relative strength is still negative. A defensive rebound with a fresh trend signal. Kimberly Clark's weekly chart has improved sharply. The Kleenex and Huggies maker closed at $114.70, adding 4.9% in the latest completed week, after a 6.6% advance the prior week. That leaves the shares up 15.8% over 4 weeks and 19.5% over 12 weeks. A strong recovery from the late May close near $96.35. The Sharemaestro trend signal is now active, but it is early. The current streak is 1 week, equal to just 1.9% active breadth across the 52-week lookback. Price is comfortably above the $100 weekly trend line, which keeps the near-term tape constructive, while the close sits 1.6% below Sharemaestro fair value of $116.60. Sector context is supportive. Industry context is more demanding. In consumer defensive, KMB's 4.9% weekly gain stood well ahead of the sector's 1.5% average return and placed the stock 16th. Among 100 sector constituents, 59.0% of the group shows positive market dynamics, but only 47.0% has active weekly trend signals, and 35.0% shows positive relative strength. Within U.S. household and personal products, the bar is higher. The industry averaged a 5.3% weekly return and an 18.5% four-week return, both ahead of KMB's latest readings. KMB's 12-week gain of 19.5% does beat the industry's 14.1% average, but the stock ranks only 10th of 29 on the week and 11th on the four-week measure, showing a solid rebound rather than clear peer dominance. Market dynamics improve, but relative strength has not crossed over. Activity pressure is positive at 1.24 and has improved from negative readings in late May and early June, when the stock was still trading below or near the trend line. That supports the case that the rebound has moved beyond a simple oversold bounce. The next week expectancy reading is also positive, at 55.59%, consistent with a constructive but not decisive setup. The weaker side of the evidence is relative strength. The latest reading of -7.66 is better than the -28 area seen in mid-May, yet it remains below zero, and the stock is still flagged as lacking positive RS. For a large-cap consumer defensive name, with a $32.4 billion market value, that matters because defensive rallies can lose urgency if relative demand fails to broaden. Volume leaves confirmation unfinished. The participation profile is the main caution. Latest volume was 18.2 million shares, below both the 13-week average of 22.9 million and the 52-week average of 22.1 million. That puts the volume ratio at 0.8x. a lighter print for a week in which the stock added nearly 5%. The contrast with the prior week is important. The 26 June advance of 6.6% came on 33.4 million shares, a stronger participation week. The latest gain keeps price momentum alive, but it did not add the same volume confirmation. A move in volume above 1.5x average would be a cleaner sign that institutions are adding behind the new trend state, risk, and what to watch next. KMB remains 12.5% below its 52-week high of $131.20 and sits at 58.8% of its annual range. So the rebound has repaired damage without putting the stock back near range top territory. Recent volatility is contained at 2.5% versus a 52-week base of 3.2%. But the 52-week up-down split is not one-sided. 28 positive weeks against 24 negative weeks, with average gains of 2.1% and average losses of 2.7%. The watch list is straightforward. The $100 trend line is the key weekly regime level. Activity pressure needs to hold positive rather than fade back towards zero. And relative strength needs to keep improving from -7.66. If price approaches fair value around $116.60 without stronger volume, the market may treat the rebound as a valuation catch-up rather than a fully confirmed trend leg. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.